Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Dulcian is one of many names used to describe the one-piece ancestor of the modern bassoon. Dulcian derives from the Latin dulc, meaning soft or sweet, since the instrument has a more subdued quality than its close cousin, the shawm. Then we'll explore medieval sounds of Croatia in our featured release, Dalmatica, Chants of the Adriatic.
Thank you.
We heard a Castello sonata from Cecilia Concert's release Castello and Company, Venetian Sonatas for Winds and Strings from the 17th century, from Challenge Classics, released in 2012. Today we're exploring the sweet and rich sounds of the dulcian. A double reed instrument made from a single piece of wood, the dulcian was used primarily in the late Renaissance and early Baroque periods. However, it remained in use in Spain and the New World until much later. Giovanni Antonio Bertoli's Composizioni Musicali from 1645 is likely the first published dulcian sonata collection. This collection is notable as well for being the first solo collection dedicated to any single instrument. Like many composers of his day, Bertoli was a virtuosic performer on the instrument he was writing for. He was well aware of the technical demands made on the dulcian performer and sought to expand and showcase these abilities in his own pieces. Here's a sonata by Bertoli performed by harpsichordist Catherine Koch and dulcian player Wouter Verschuren. Thank you. Bertoli's Sonata No. 7 for Dulcian or Bassoon, performed by Wouter Verschuren, from Cecilia Concerts' 2012 release Castello & Company. The Dulcian was a popular chamber instrument as well, where it was utilized with various instruments, including violin, cornetto, sackbut, and shawm. Keeping with the dolce character of the Dulcian, we'll hear a sonata for four by Matthias Wechmann and an anonymous Chaconna. Thank you. We heard a 17th century chaconne that was preceded by a sonata for four by Matthias Weckmann. Ensemble Quicksilver on the 2012 ACES release, Fantasticus, extravagant and virtuosic music of the German 17th century. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia Early Music. Instrument families were all the rage in the Renaissance. It wouldn't be unusual to hear someone say to a friend, "Come on over for supper and then we'll open the chest of vials." The Dulcian family includes sizes soprano through contrabass. On the smallest Dulcian, the bell blasts in the player's face, rising just above the nose. The largest Dulcian, in contrast, is over 6 feet tall. We'll start with a small family, two Dulcians, performing a canzona for two by Bartolomé Selma y Salaverde. Then the family grows as we listen to a dance called a brawl, spelled B-R-A-N-S-L-E, from Susato's collection Danserie. Music performed by Syntagma Amici for Dulcian family. a dance piece from Susato's Danseri. Before that, we heard a canzona by Bartolomé Selma y Salaverde, performed by Sintagma Amici. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music, on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Angela Mariani. The historical transition from the dulcian to the bassoon wasn't always easy. Bach himself once had a spat with a bassoon student in Arnstadt, calling him a, quote, nanny goat bassoonist. The feud wasn't one-sided. The student called Bach a dirty dog, and the two reportedly fell into a skirmish, which ultimately resulted in Bach drawing his sword. Still, Bach did feature the bassoon a few times in his vast canon. The Quoniam from the B minor Mass is well known to both horn players and bassoonists, whose duet forms a pillow for the horn solo in this bass aria. Thank you. Franz Josef Selig sang Quoniam tu Solus Sanctus from Bach's B minor Mass. The Berlin Akademie für Alte Musik was conducted by René Jacobs. In other quarters, the bassoon proved quite popular. Vivaldi wrote more concertos for the bassoon than any instrument other than the violin. Vivaldi's Bassoon Concerto in D, RV 481, performed by the Seattle Baroque Orchestra with bassoon soloist Michael McCraw. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Our featured recording this week is Dalmatica, Chants of the Adriatic. On this recording, vocal ensemble Dialogos, directed by Katarina Livljanic, is joined by six cantors from Croatia to explore sacred works from the Adriatic coast. In addition to Latin, Croatian sacred music utilized Old Slavic and Old Croatian languages. The title of the recording, Dalmatica, is a medieval garment worn both by men and women. The Dalmatica is associated with Byzantine clergy and can be seen as a link between Byzantine and Roman Catholic traditions. The Dalmatica inspired collaboration on this recording between an all-female vocal group, Dialogos, and an all-male group, Cantaduri. Here is Govorenja Judino, which depicts Judas's haunting monologue before hanging himself.
Thank you.
Govorenia Iudino from the recording Dalmatica, Chants of the Adriatic. Dialogos singer and director Katarina Livljanic was featured there with the ensemble Cantaduri. We'll close with a traditional Christmas chant from Croatia, which translates as O God is Born, sung by Cantaduri, and Crucem Tuam Adoramus, which is an antiphon for the Adoration of the Cross used on Good Friday, performed by Dialogos and Cantaduri.
Oh.
Crucem Tuam Adoramus, and God is Born, from the 2016 Arcana label release Dalmatica, Chants of the Adriatic. Learn more about recent early music releases on the Harmonia Early Music podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Sarah Hubsch. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our staff, Janelle Davis and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas, with special thanks to engineer Rachel Boyd. Our producer is Elizabeth Clark, our executive producer is John Bailey, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.